1 Kings chapter 13. God has not been doing an experiment to discover the quality of my faith or love. He already knew. It was I who didn't know. He has no name, but he's a man of God. He's brave enough to confront a pagan king. He's a compassionate enough man who pays good for evil to the very person who was about to arrest him. He is disciplined enough not to eat, drink, or go back to the way he had come. He has such integrity that he doesn't accept a bribe. He's respectful enough to obey an older colleague. He is obedient enough to leave his land and do exactly what God had ordained him to do. Well, almost everything. He's a man of God, but like all humans, he is not perfect. He pays dearly to listen to the voice of a man who claims to be a spokesman for God. And in so doing, he leaves us with a great lesson. Do not neglect the word of God. We don't know how God revealed the message to the men of God then, but to us, God has given us the Bible. Because it rebukes my very doubts and incessantly exhorts me, it's like a lamp to my path, guiding me by faith to the source of my blessed Savior's love. It is the infallible voice of the Spirit of the Lord which empowers my soul when going through affliction and teaches me to triumph over death and over sin.